Hi, my name is Daniel Wee, and as Senior Pastor of Church of the Savior, I'd like to invite you to join me now in listening and learning from God's Word.
I'm glad to be here because, you know, the last 2 days I had been throwing up and not eating much because of food poisoning. But I can't wait to be here with y'all because this is such an important service, such an important moment and opportunity for God to do something, alright? Now, how many of you, you know, watched Sesame Street before? You know, there's the alphabet of the week, right? Today's alphabet is E, right? E for enthusiasm. All right. So you got some enthusiasm there. Energy for excited. Are you excited? Amen. I know amen is A, but okay, never mind. Okay, let's not go there. But E is the alphabet and the word is excellence and actually also elevate. So I want to talk to you about this very, very, very important attitude and quality that we need to have if you're going to be successful and to be growing in God, okay? Okay, now when we're talking about attitudes, last week we talked about responsibility. And responsibility is the innate attitude that causes you to take ownership of challenges around you, okay? Opposite is mind your own business. Okay, some of us only mind our own business. You come to church, all you mind is your own business. But really, responsibility is when you take care of things that are outside of necessarily your own business, alright? So, that is responsibility. You're training up your spirit. This is not just about information. Nothing here is really new. But this is about training your attitude and your spirit. So for this series, Fire Up to Work, you have to be ready to do something a bit different. You have to exercise your spirit a little bit, alright? So you want to be enthusiastic. You want to be more, as you all say, N2 lah, huh? You want to be N2, you can be N3 also, but you want to be more excited and involved. Amen? Okay? So can be a bit more excited, don't be so, you know, stoned there, alright? Now, the Bible character that comes to me when I think about excellence is actually this Bible guy called Daniel, alright? Not me, but another guy, right? Now, this young man, when he was very young, was taken away to a faraway land, deported to Babylon. And things were far from conducive for him in Babylon. He had every conceivable excuse and reason to compromise, to give up, to give in, to quit. Alright? Everything was against him. But you know, that wasn't how it all worked out. Because even with all the odds stacked against him and his friends, somehow he managed to distinguish himself and rise up above the pack to make history. You know, the Bible says in Daniel chapter 5 verse 12, this is what it says. It says, there is a man in your kingdom in whom is the spirit of the Holy God. Inasmuch as an excellent spirit. Everyone say excellent spirit. Come on, a bit better than that. Okay, God, will you train your spirit. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Excellent spirit. That's right. You see, when you do this, something will happen in your spirit. Okay? Knowledge, understanding, interpreting dreams and solving riddles and explaining enigmas were found in this Daniel. So this Daniel, the Bible says, he had an excellent spirit. He did not have an excellent circumstances, right? He did not have perfect conditions. He did not have conducive surroundings, but he had an, a what? Excellent spirit. Daniel chapter 6 verse 3 goes on to tell us that because of this excellent spirit, right? Daniel, this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps. He rose above everyone else because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm. You know, friends, so often we talk about God having a great plan for you. Do you believe God has a great plan for you? Yeah? Amen? All of you? Some of you? Okay, those of you who didn't, you really need to tell yourself, okay, that God has a... But sometimes we think, okay, God has a great plan, but, you know, it's out there. The key to entering into the destiny is this thing. Excellent spirit. See, Daniel could have given up. He could throw in the towel, right? I mean, who would have blamed him? You were out in a faraway land. You were a captive. You were far away from home. Nobody would blame you if you gave up. But Daniel did not. And because he did not, he rose up and entered into God's destiny. And you find this pattern again and again and again in the Bible. Whether it's Joseph, remember how he was thrown into prison, how he became a slave, eventually he became the prime minister of Egypt. Remember David, his father forgotten him even. He became the king or the greatest king of Israel. And so on, the pattern repeats itself. So you know, you can learn something from this, right? If you have an excellent spirit, you too will be able to enter into God's destiny for you. Conversely, if you don't, then maybe you will miss the boat, alright? From his disadvantaged beginnings, with all these odds against him, Daniel rose through the clouds of mediocrity and was given a position, the Bible says, over the whole realm. Friends, God's desire for you is to rule over the whole realm. When God created Adam and Eve, that was what he wanted them to do. But somehow we lost our way, you know. Instead of being the head, we became the tail, right? So today, God wants to remind us that you are created for an excellent destiny, alright? Now, Daniel was able to do this because of this thing called excellence. Now, Hebrew word, I love Hebrew, right, by the way. The Hebrew word for excellence is this word, yatira. Okay, you can't read it, never mind, it looks nice, you know, all these worm-like things, right? It's called yatira, right? And this word literally means to exceed. Everyone say exceed. Okay, to exceed means, everyone will come up to here, you go a bit further. Right? People will come on time, you come earlier. People will just have this attitude, your attitude is better. Right? People will hold up to this standard, because everyone holds to this standard, you will hold on to a higher standard. To exceed. The Bible, the New American Standard Bible translates this word as extraordinary. And someone say excellence is really the extra in the extraordinary. Right? When everyone gives this much, you give a little more. Right? Your attitude is just a little bit better. To be excellent is to exceed your circumstances. And ultimately, to exceed yourself. You hear me? To exceed your circumstances. Either your circumstances can exceed you, or you can exceed your circumstances. Daniel in the Bible exceeded his circumstances. And as a result, he eventually even exceeded himself, entered into God's plan, right? So Daniel possessed this spirit. He wasn't someone who accepted fate as it came to him. Oh, what to do, la bopian, you know? Right? Raindrops keep falling on my head. Oh, yeah, this song is a bit too old for you, right? Nor was he someone who made excuses or thought, oh, it's too hard, too difficult. This guy was intent on being the best he could be in any circumstances God put him in. This is how I would like to define excellence, right? Excellence is the quality of rising above our circumstances to be the best that we can be. Can we read that together? Alright? 1, 2, 3. Excellence is the quality of rising above our circumstances to be the best that we can be, to be the best that you can be. Friends, I want you to know that throughout history, revival usually happened with young people. Do you know that? I don't know if you realize this, but it usually happened with the younger people, people who are 25 years old and younger. I suspect it's something to do with their willingness to have this quality of exceeding, of rising above their circumstances. You know why? You know why young people rise above their circumstances? Their head haven't hit the ceiling yet, you see. The old ones, they hit the ceiling a few times. After that, once bitten, twice. Shy, right? So don't want to try anymore. But young people, because their head haven't hit the ceiling, so they keep jumping. And as a result of their jumping and exceeding, God sometimes just catches them and uses them. So friends, don't let anyone despise your youth. Your youth could well be the key to revival in this church. You understand this? Amen. Do you believe this? Guys, do you believe this? Yes. So don't stop jumping. Don't become like me, okay? Don't become old. Okay, you can't help not becoming old. But while you're young, give it all you've got, okay? So excellence is the quality of rising above our circumstances. We all have circumstances in life. You don't get to choose the cards that's dealt to you, that life deals for you, alright? Some of us might have what seems to be a bad hand. You look at your hand and you go, oh yeah, like this is how to play, ah. Or, you know, you don't play cards, do you? You all play cards? You don't. They're not saying, I also play cards, just don't gamble any, right? But long time haven't played already. So, you look at your cards and you think, oh yeah, like this is how to win, you know, these are bad set of cards. Okay? You might seem like bad or difficult or challenging circumstances are what you have in life. Right now in your life, right now, this very moment, you might be thinking, oh yeah, my study, my grades are so bad. They are so bad that even if I do a little bit better, it'll still be bad. You know what I mean? Is it one of those? Have you ever had this experience? You know that you look at this and this one is so bad that even if I study, it's probably still fail. So might as well don't study. You know what happened in university? I had to take an elective, right? I was engineering. I love engineering, but the elective was economics. Right? It's one of the non-engineering. I must look at this thing. I can't understand why they make us study this. I hated economics, you know. As a result, I skip as many classes as I could, right? Go and see what is the minimum attendance. Attend the minimum, right? And then homework also, as much as you can get. Finally, when it came to exam, I realized I don't know anything about economics. You know, what supply and demand graphs and all that. And I realized, wow, there's so many graphs. On it. I thought only two graphs only. There are actually many, many graphs, many, many formulas. To the point that I basically give up. I said, this subject is so bad. even if I studied, I don't think I can cover 30% of it before the exam tomorrow, right? Obviously, it was a bit too late, right? So I went to the exam hall. I put a clock there. I put a paper there. I went to sleep, you know. When tring, time to hand in, I hand in a blank paper. Obviously, I failed, right? Now, I won't go back and pray, God, why did you do this to me? Why do you give me such a hard life? No, right? Correct? It is your own choice. So, of course, I went back and studied, retook the paper, scored A, right? So that's good, right? Unfortunately, when you retake a paper, even you get A, you don't get very much on. Okay, so never mind. The point is this, that, you know, we have to rise above. You can complain about, some of your situation may be so bad, but listen, excellence is not about your circumstances. Excellence is about you exceeding. It's about you rising above your circumstances, regardless of what the circumstances might be, okay? If you are here, then you go a bit here. If you are here, then you go a bit higher. If you are way down here, just take one step higher. One step to exceed where you are. Do you understand what I'm saying, guys and girls? Yes? Amen? Okay? So, you refuse to become cynical. You refuse to give up, no matter what those circumstances might be. You refuse to be content to just pass. Just say, okay, I'll be... After all, everyone is like this. Listen, excellence is not about everyone. Excellence is about distinguishing yourself and rising above, okay, where you are. It's okay to offer up just this one because everyone... Don't do that, okay? Everyone, you know what your mother tells you, right? If everyone jump, you also jump. Nowadays, it seems to be the case. You know, I saw this video. Someone went down to Hougang and shouted, Snorlax! Everyone chased after, you know. You saw the same video, right? Okay, don't be like that, okay? We call them lemmings, okay? Excellent people, they overcome their circumstances. Mediocre people are overcome by their circumstances, alright? I'm thinking about Mary. You remember the Mary with the alabaster jar of perfume? You know her? You heard about the story? I want you to think for a while. Rewind your clock a little bit, right? Go back to the morning before she went to see Jesus. She was probably at home and she's asking herself, she's probably not a very well-to-do. Women those days don't have a lot of money, alright? She probably didn't have a lot. She probably thought to herself, you know, what can I give to Jesus? I don't have a lot. What can I give to Jesus that will reflect my love for him? That will reflect my commitment to him. That will reflect my gratitude for Jesus. What question? She looked around her. She didn't have much. But you know what she gave? She gave her very best. You understand? She didn't look around and say, I got a half-used bottle of perfume here. Maybe this one I can give. Anyway, guys don't use perfume one, right? So just give anyway. No, she gave her very best. The widow with two mites. She had only two mites. That was the whole, her entire possession, right? Imagine if you only gave one mite. That's one cent, lah. That's 50% of her entire savings already. That's, nobody would fault her, right? But guess what? She gave all of it. She gave her very best. Listen, regardless of what your circumstances are, you can always give your very best. Amen? Amen? I want to give you two reasons why you must excel. First, because God deserves the very best. Okay? God deserves your very best. You know, when Jesus came, when God gave you His Son, He gave you His very best. He gave you His only begotten Son. Right? He didn't give you some lowly angel. He didn't give you some animal, a very big animal. Right? Maybe a bull or a goat or something. God gave you His best. Of all the things He could give you. Why didn't He give you a planet lah? Right? Maybe a universe. But God chose to give you His very best. And because God gave us His very best, what do you think our response should be? What do you reckon? Right? If God gave us His very best, why then would we give God anything less than our very best? You understand? Excellence is to give God your very best. You know, in Malachi chapter 1, verse 6 to 8, the prophet, God, well, it was true, the prophet was taking up an issue with the people. Now, the people were giving to God stuff and all this, but God was upset with them, right? Not because they were not giving. They were giving, but the issue was they were not giving their very best. So God said to them, you know, a son honors his father and a servant his master. Then if I'm a father, where is my honor? And if I'm a master, where is my respect? Says the Lord of hosts. Oh, you priests who despise my name. But you say, how have we despised your name? You are presenting this defiled food on the altar. But you say, how have we defiled you? In that, you say, the table of the Lord is to be despised. But when you present the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? When you present the lame and sick, is it not evil? But why not offer it to your governor? Will he be pleased with you? And will he receive you kindly, says the Lord of hosts. God had an issue with these people. Not because they were not giving. We are all giving. But I want you to understand something about this. Our God wants the best. He doesn't want our leftovers. You understand? Hello? When you sing worship to God, God wants your best. God doesn't want you to just make some noise. God wants you to give and love Him with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your strength. That is the kind of worship God desires. God doesn't just desire worship. Sometimes we think any worship was a God. You know, God's standards are very high, you know. You understand? Right? Now, imagine if, let's say, Lee Hsien Loong was coming here. You'll be here early, right? Correct. Don't bluff, lah. Definitely come early, right? After all, once in a while. But you know what? When God is showing up, we don't come early. Sometimes we come late. So that God is kept waiting, you know. God is wondering, the VIP haven't come yet. Maybe I should wait my miracle, wait for a little while until they show. You know, sometimes we just don't give. Well, God says, when you don't give your best, you don't honor God. You don't really worship God. If you want to worship God, then give Him your very best. Amen. You understand something? God doesn't, nobody will tell you this. Because our God very poor thing, you know. Any worship also He wants. No. God only wants your very best. Anything less than that, probably would not do. You understand what I'm saying? Hello? Very, very, very important. Okay? Because God gave you His very best. So that's the first reason. We don't say this enough, but I want to say it again. God deserves your very best. Not just of your worship and all this, but of your time, of your resources, of your skill, of your thoughts, of your effort. Some of us put so much effort into planning how to collect, catch it all. Yeah? Plan, okay, I go here, no, then I do this. Well, how much of your thoughts do you give to God? So when you excel, when you give God your very best, you know what? You honor God. Alright? You honor God. Not only that, when you excel, when you do your very best, you bring honor to God. You know, I don't know whether anyone kind of follow basketball here? Basketball fans? So you know Stephen Curry, right? I mean, that guy is unbelievable. Stephen, okay, I call it Stephen, okay? Stephen, Bill Johnson, whatever. Never mind. Okay? Okay, Jeremy Lin, care not. Okay? Jeremy Lin. You know, listen, if you are some nobody down there, ranked for 4,552, nobody's going to listen to you. But when you're Stephen Curry and you do something like this, you know, everyone notice, what is he doing? He's thanking God, right? Because the guy is a Christian. When you are a Christian and you excel, not only do you honor God directly, you cause other people to want to honor God. You bring glory to God. So as a Christian, you can't, but you know, I don't care. But myself, it's very simple. Listen, God put you here so that not only do you glorify God, you will bring glory to God. That men will see your good works and they will glorify God. You know, when I was training my youth leaders, I get all my youth leaders to sit all the way in front. Okay, so that, because you know, in front normally nobody wants a seat, right? In the Methodist church in the past, they call it the penitent seats, because that's where all the people who want to repent sit, you see. It was very near the altar, right? So I got all my leaders to sit in front. I told them, when you all praise God, I want all of you to lift your hands. So we all practice. During our leaders' meeting, we all practice. I don't know today whether they practice, their leaders' retreat. But my leaders will practice. Okay, we'll just play any song, regardless whether you like the song. Oh, that was, some of them, it's like Kai Hua, they do like this one, So I said, what are you doing? I'm raising my hands. Why are you doing raise your hands like this? Raise already. I said, but you must raise, but Pastor, why? I'll tell you why. Because there are people behind you watching your leader, right? And you do this, the people behind, they'll say, you know what? I also want to do that. Because you are inspiring other people around you. If you get excited, what do you think the people do around you? No. They will also get excited. When you are enthusiastic, you know what? People will be enthusiastic. Your attitude is contagious. It will rub off on other people. So your excellence will cause other people around you to excel. Do you notice that after Joseph Schooling get the medal, suddenly everyone want to swim?
Even those people who don't go near water suddenly want to swim, send their kids to swimming class. I think all the swimming teachers now suddenly have a boost, bump in their business, right? Because one person's excellence can inspire other people. Amen? So you, listen, you got to be the best that you can be. You got to be the best student that you can be. The best cell leader that you can be. The best disciple that you can be. The best in everything that you do. Because it's not just for you. You think God gave you all those things just for you. Come on now, cannot be so narcissistic, right? God gave you those things so that you can glorify His name. Amen? Amen. So turn to your neighbor and say, you must excel. The second reason why you must excel, second reason, okay, number two, is because God's plan is to elevate you to your destiny, okay? God wants to raise you up. You know, when God made a covenant with Abraham, in His covenant, right from the very start, He made it very clear. Genesis chapter 12 verse 2, He says, and I will make you a great nation. Listen, God is not in the business of mediocrity, right? He tell Abraham, I'm going to make you an ordinary nation. I'm going to make you like everyone else. No. God said, oh, I'm going to make you, you know, so-so, okay? Pass only. No, God says, Abraham, I'm going to make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. So you shall be a blessing. God's plan is that His people will be so good, they will exceed so much, they could get the attention of the world through their excellence. People are going to look and say, hey, what is their secret? How come they are so amazing? Even though they are so small, how is it that they excel so much? God must be with them. See, that's the plan. You get it? The plan is not, wow, look at those Christians, so poor thing. Wow, so miserable. Hey, yeah, I better don't become a Christian. That is not God's plan, okay? God's plan is for you to be so good that people cannot ignore you. You understand? You want to be so good in whatever. If you're in the army, you're going to be a top whatever. I said go to top dog, but not so nice, alright? Wherever you're your best student, the best, whatever you do. Now, you don't have to be like, number one, but you have to be the best in whatever you do, alright? God's plan is for His people to be the head and not the tail. He found them as slaves, but He did not leave them as slaves. He will raise them up to be a great nation. Friends, God has a better plan for you, where you are right now, okay? Whatever it is you are doing, student la, postgraduate la, you know, whatever it is that you are doing, God has a better plan. I want you to think about this. Wherever you are, God has something better for you. So why is it that we sit content right here as if we are already there? As if we arrive already. You know your PM said what? Divine discontent. Even the PM knows, right? That you have to have a discontent. And church should be a place where we challenge each other. Where we stir each other. Where we encourage each other. Not towards complacency. But towards being better than where you currently are. You know, when you come to church, you should find a whole bunch of cheerleaders. You understand, guys? Right? When people come to church, you say, oh, I'm studying very hard. You know what? Everyone should say, you know what? Go for it. Maybe I study with you. This place is where you're supposed to encourage each other to strive to achieve more, to be better, so that God will be glorified. You understand? Would you like to come to a church where you come to church and say, hey, I'm studying for my exam, and people say, yeah, don't study lah, you sure fail one. Do you want to go to that kind of church or not? I don't want to be that kind of church, right? I want to be in a church where people are wanting to elevate us. Because God's plan is to elevate. So, you are not here just to elevate yourself. You are supposed to elevate, responsible for other people. Elevate your brothers and sisters around you. So often in church, we come here, we only think about ourselves. Right? We only think about, what can I get out of this? Friends, I want to challenge you this. To be the community, to be a youth group, right, that encourages one another. Okay? So two things. First of all, God deserves the very best. Don't just be any youth group. Please. Right? You want to be a youth group for God? Be the best youth group you can be. Amen? Secondly, elevate one another. Because God wants to elevate you. Right? You want to excel because God's plan for you is better than where you are. So you see one another. And wherever you meet, right, always ask yourself, what can I do to encourage my brother, encourage my sister? What can I do to help him succeed? In your cell group, encourage one another. How can we be a better cell group? How can we be better Christians? How can we be a better student? Whatever it is that you're doing, encourage one another to elevate one another.
The preacher in the book of Ecclesiastes reminds us in Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10. He says that, you know, we only have this one life. It's not like you have two lives. Sometimes you play Mario, you got all these different lives, right? One die, never mind, okay. You know, real life is not like Mario, okay? You only got one go at it. You miss it, that's it, right? So, he writes, he says, whatever your hands finds to do, do it with all your might. Do it with all your strength, okay? Because when you die, you won't need to do these things anymore. If you want to glorify God with your life, you got one life to do it with. One youth to do it with, alright? There are three things, okay, well. There's some myths that I want to address. Some people think, because in Singapore, everyone so scared of pressure and stress, right? So, you're a pastor, so stressful, how to be number one, that sounds so kiasu. Listen, excellence is not about being number one. It's about being the best that you can be. You don't have to compare with other people, right? Whether you're better or less than other people. That's not excellence, okay? Excellence is about comparing you with your previous self. Yesterday and you today. Better or worse. You understand what I'm saying? It's not about comparing with how other people perform. It's about you. Are you doing better than you were yesterday? Are you taking a step forward? Or are you stagnant? Or are you taking a step backward? Excellence is about making that step forward. It's not about being kiasu. It's about you being the best that you can be. It's about you not shortchanging God. And not shortchanging yourself. So often we shortchange ourselves. You can be better, but you accept less. Why? Don't shortchange yourself. I want you to watch this clip, 5 minutes. But it will say something that I cannot say with words. All right, so let's just roll the thing.
So, coach, how strong is Westview this year?
A lot stronger than we are.
You already written Friday night down as a loss, Brock?
Well, not if I know we could beat them.
Come here, Brock. You too, Jeremy.
What, am I in trouble now?
Not yet. I want to see you do the death crawl again, except I want to see your absolute best.
What, you want me to go to the 30?
I think you can go to the 50.
The 50? I can go to the 50 if nobody's on my back.
I think you can do it with Jeremy on your back. But even if you can, I want you to promise me you're going to do your best.
All right.
Your best.
Okay.
You gonna give me your best?
I'm gonna give you my best.
All right, one more thing. I want you to do it blindfolded.
Why?
Because I want you giving up at a certain point when you could go further. Get down. Jeremy, get on his back. I get a good tight hold, Jeremy. All right, let's go, Brock. Keep your knees off the ground, just your hands and feet. There you go. A little bit left, a little bit left.
I bet he got it.
There you go, baby.
There you go. Show me good effort. That way, Brock. You keep coming. There you go. It's a good start. A little bit left. A little bit left. There you go, Brock. Good strength. That's it, Brock. That's it.
I'm out of the 20 yet.
Forget the 20. You give me your best. You keep going. That's it. No, don't stop, Brock. You got more in you than that.
I ain't done. I'm just resting a second.
You got to keep moving. Let's keep moving. Let's go. Don't quit till you got nothing left. There you go. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. You keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. Keep driving it. Your very best. Your very best. Your very best. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. That's it. That's it. Keep going. Don't quit on me. Keep going. Keep driving it. Keep your knees off the ground. That's it. Your very best. Don't quit on me. Your very best. Keep driving. Keep driving. There you go. There you go. That's it. You keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. Keep driving it. Don't quit till you got nothing left. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. That's it. That's it. Keep going. I want everything you got. Come on. Keep going.
It hurts.
Don't quit on me. Your very best. Keep driving. Keep driving. There you go. There you go.
He's heavy.
I know he's heavy.
I'm by out of strength.
Then you negotiate with your buddy to find more strength. But don't you give up on me, Brock. You keep going. You hear me? You keep going. You're doing good. You keep going. Do not quit on me. You keep going.
It hurts.
I know it hurts. You keep going. You keep going. It's all hard from here. 30 more steps. You keep going, Brock. Come on. Keep going.
Burn.
And let it burn.
My arms are burning.
It's all hard. You keep going, Brock. Come on. Come on. Keep going. You promised me your best. Your best. Don't stop. Keep going.
Too hard.
It's not too hard. You keep going. Come on, Brock. Give me more. Give me more. Keep going. 20 more steps. 20 more. Keep going, Brock. Give me your best. Don't quit. No. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. Brock Kelly, you don't quit. Keep going. Keep going. Go, Brock Kelly. You don't quit on me. No, you keep going. You keep going. Go, Brock. 10 more steps. 10 more. 10 more. 10 more. Keep going. Don't quit. Give me your heart. You can. You can. 5 more. 5 more. Come on, Brock. Come on. Don't quit. Don't quit. Come on, Brock. 2 more. 1 more.
It's 50. I've got to do 50, I don't have any more.
Look up, Brock. You're in the end zone. Brock, you are the most influential player on this team. If you walk around defeated, so will they. Oh, tell me you can't give me more than what I've been seeing. You just carried a 140-pound man across this whole field on your arms. Brock, I need you. God's gifted you with the ability of leadership. Don't waste it.
Coach?
Can I count on you?
Yes.
It's hard to describe excellence, but I hope you saw something in there. And the question I want to ask you, how are you living your life? Are you wasting it? Have you given your all? All you've got. Your very best. Life that God purchased with the blood of His very own Son. The life that you are living deserves more. Don't shortchange God. Don't shortchange yourself. There's so many things in there, right? You saw how His effort affected all these other people who didn't believe but believed. Church, I'm here to ask you, young people, give more. You can give more. And like the coach in the movie, I believe that you guys are able to rise far above where you are right now. But you got to believe it. Okay, so don't shortchange yourself. You got to start setting your sights higher. You have to aim higher. Don't just aim, play Pokemon, you know. Listen, you got to aim higher than that. That is what the attitude of excellence looks like. You know, Paul says that we all run in a race, but only one receives the prize. Run in such a way so as to win, so that you may win. All right, 1 Corinthians 9:24. To do that, you need three things. First of all, you need to change your aim, right? You need aim higher. Bible tells us that from the moment that Daniel was deported, right at the beginning, Daniel chapter 1, verse 8, from that very early moment, this young man, probably very young, probably like your age, he did something. The Bible says he purposed in his heart, Daniel chapter 1, verse 8, Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself and so on and so forth, right? The point is that he set his aim high from the very start. Daniel was not someone who accidentally got lucky and became, you know, promoted. Daniel got where he got because he set his aim high. What is your aim today? Young, some of you say, but Pastor, I'm so young. Listen, young is better. Okay? Because you got more chance at aiming and hitting. So, what are your aims today? Are you perhaps aiming a little bit too low for God? Or maybe only for yourself? Are you giving your best? Excellence begins when you want to be better, when you decide that mediocrity, or just being okay, is no longer acceptable. It begins when you change your aim, when you aim a little bit higher, when you no longer accept the way that you've always done things. In your heart and your mind, you must be able to see and believe that God indeed has a better and greater destiny for you. You've got to see it. Sometimes you have to convince yourself, because maybe you don't believe it, but you have to convince yourself. It's out there. And you know what? Satan wants to beat you down. He does that with the things of the world, right? The problems that you face, all these things. He beats you down and he hopes that you're going to stay down. He hopes that you say, you know what, I give up. You throw in the towel. This is too difficult for me. Being a Christian, that's too hard. I just want to be a nobody. And then he has won. But you know what? You're not going to stay down, are you? Are you? Are you? Are you going to stay beaten down? The Bible says in Philippians 4 that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Listen, if you want to stand up and be victorious, there's nothing Satan can do to stop you. What he can do is convince you that you can't. And some of us are convinced. You know, I love it in Genesis chapter 15 when God comes to meet Abraham. This is right after Abraham and Lot parted ways. Lot, his nephew, had already selected the best of the land, you know, with Sodom and Gomorrah and all that. Abraham was left with the not so best of the land, right? And on top of that, he's kind of fond of Lot because he has no son of his own. So he was feeling a little bit down, and God came to Abraham at this dejected point of his life. Abraham was probably just walking around, you know, like that, and kind of, you know, disappointed, kind of, you know, dejected. Genesis 15:5, God comes to him, and this is what happens. It says here, and then he brought him outside. God brought Abraham outside. And he says, look now towards heaven. Look up. Don't look at your toes. Don't look at your navel. Look up at heaven. Look up. And count the stars if you're able to number them. Abraham. Oh, no, I'm glad he wasn't in Singapore. With this haze, you look up very disappointing. Count the stars. See me stars. No stars. I got no future, right? But in the Middle East, the sky was full of stars, okay? So God went out there and says, Abraham, don't look down. Because the stars are not on the floor, okay? Look up. Set your sights higher, right? And he says, so shall your descendants be. You know what Abraham did? He looked up. He looked up from the sand on his toes. He looked up to the sky. And the Bible says in verse 16, the very next verse, the Bible says, and he believed. You know what? At that point of time, he had nothing. But he believed. So first thing you got to do is you got to believe. You got to set your sights higher. You got to aim higher. Your experience will tell you. Your cynicism will tell you otherwise. Your experience will tell you otherwise. Sometimes your friends will tell you otherwise. You probably have changed those kind of friends, right? Your family might tell you otherwise. Society might tell you otherwise. But God tells you to look up and count the stars. Will you do that? Will you look up and set your sights up? First thing that must happen, you got to change your aim. You got to reject mediocrity. You got to stop believing that you are just meant to be ordinary. No, you're meant to be extraordinary. Second thing you need to do, change your attitude. Right? You've got to change your attitude. You know, so many Christians sit around waiting for some supernatural thing to happen to them. Something extraordinary to happen to them. Maybe they're sitting there. Maybe they're praying. They hope that suddenly there'll be a portal open up in front of them. Light shining out. And God says, come, your time is now. You know, it never happens. The reason we watch movies is it only happen in movies, right? If this thing happened in real life, you don't need to go to movies already. The fact of the matter is that too many Christians are sitting on their hands waiting for something to happen to them. But excellent people, they are not waiting around for the extraordinary to happen. They are seizing the ordinary and making something extraordinary out of it. Friends, if you're going to be excellent, don't wait. It's you. The excellent spirit is in you. It is not in your circumstances. You change first. Don't wait for your circumstances to change. Don't wait for your family situation to change. Don't wait for your school situation to change. You change first. You do what you can do. You give your very best first. That's how excellent people move, when they change their attitude. So you've got to change your attitude. The third thing you need to do. Oh, sorry. You know, it is the habit of always giving your best. Okay, so I wrote here that we should stop I don't know how many slides I missed. But we should stop accepting less than your very best. Insist on your very best from yourself. Okay? No one's going to do this for you. Not your teacher, not your parents, not your pastor. You are going to be responsible for insisting the very best from yourself. If you misbehave, you take your own life lightly, the only person who really will suffer is you. But then, the church has lost a great opportunity because God is counting on you to elevate other people. So you give your very best. The Bible says, serve wholeheartedly. You know, so many young people, I see them, they have a glazed over look, you know. I don't know, maybe because sleep too late or something, right? And they do things half-heartedly. Okay lah. Everything okay lah. Okay, look. You don't get to become a gold medalist by okay lah. Right? You gotta give wholeheartedly. As if you're serving God and not people. And that means in everything that you do. Small things in your studies. In doing your chores at home. In being a friend to your friend. In keeping your promises, in every single thing you do, you make it a habit of always giving your best. Insisting, demanding the best of yourself, no matter what it is that you're doing, whether it's big or small. Excellence is a habitual attitude that we cultivate by constantly upholding higher standards in all that we do. So do it wholeheartedly. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 4 tells us, the soul of a lazy man desires and have nothing. Want nothing, have nothing. No surprise. But the soul of the diligent shall be made rich. God rewards the excellent. Alright? I want you to remember that one day, all of you are going to stand before God. And God is going to ask you this question. He's going to ask you, okay? What have you done with that one talent that you got? What do you do with it? Some of us are going to go, huh? One talent? Where? Misplaced already, right? But God, only one talent. Look, no excuses. What? Either you have exceeded, right? You got more than one talent. Say, God, here's what you gave me, and I've exceeded. Here's some more. Or you say, God, here you can have it back. Thank you very much. Not so happy, God is going to ask you, what will your answer be? Will you have exceeded? Or would you? No, I'm just like everyone else. Okay? The third thing you need to do, you need to change your threshold. I'll be honest with you. Excellence will cost you. It will cost us. The cost of getting there, getting higher and getting better is this, that you have to give up who you are right now in order to become who God wants you to be. Okay? This is profound, okay? Think about this. You got to give up who you are right now. Now you might think you're pretty good right now, okay? But you want to get there, you got to have to give up who you are right now to get there. Because you know, nobody can be in two places at the same time. You're either there or you're here. But you know, many Christians, they want their cake and eat it too. They want to, one leg on this boat, one leg on this boat. If you study physics, if you've got one leg on each boat, the two boats will go in opposite directions and very soon you'll be on no boat, right? Correct? So, many Christians are like this. They want to have a bit of this and a bit of that, you know? God wants you to give up your present in order to get to where God wants you to be. Give up to go up. Everyone say, give up. To go up. Okay, one more time. Give up. To go up. Friends, this is for you, okay? This is not for me. Well, it is for me, but it's also for you. Because I don't think you have too many people who will tell you these things, alright? So you have to give up in order to go up. People want a painless way to go up. Because our threshold for pain and sacrifice is way too low. You know that movie, the guy's going, he's saying, it's too hard. And the coach is saying, no, it's not too hard. Say, my hands are burning. You can. Okay, you can. Usually, you can. You know, everyone's swooning over schooling's gold medal, right? But you don't swoon over the parents having to pay over $1 million to get him there, right? Over waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning to do your laps in a pool, right? We just want the end. But there's no ending without paying the price. So you have to change your threshold for pain. You as young people, you know what many people say, young people, Singaporeans especially, they are very noawan, you know, right? I mean, they, a bit of hot sun only melt, it's like chocolate like this, right? Very sweet, but not very strong. Listen, we want to be a church that's robust and strong, amen? And I want you to be young people who are robust and strong. You know, some of us Christians behave like, somebody throw a dart, a small dart, poke, bleeding, I go home already, don't play already. You know, come on. You are better than that. I believe you are better than that. Amen? If you want to get up there, you got to toughen up yourself. Because the road up there is a rough one. Okay? There's no going up without giving up. In fact, Jesus says, if anyone wants to follow after me, what must he do? He must first deny himself. You got to give up yourself, your present self. Some of you are so in love with your present self. I like myself so much. Yeah, I look in the mirror, I want to cry. It's so nice. I don't want to change forever. Okay? You got problems. Bigger problems, alright? But you must be prepared to let go. You know what? I may be this right now, but I'm prepared to change in order to go up. Excellence is giving up what you are in order to become what you can be. So give your very best. Three things. Change your aim, change your attitude, and change your threshold. Now in this closing, I want you to think about this couple of things, right? If you want to be excellent, as of this very second, I ask the team can come up now, right? As of this very second, stop doing things in less than excellent ways. There are lots of things in your life that you can immediately make more excellent, right? It can be your attitude. It can be how you are sitting in your chair right now. For example, you can be more excellent, right? Every small little thing, you can choose. I'm serious. You see, some people might think, that's so silly. What does the way I sit in a chair have to do with real excellence? Listen, excellence is a habit. You cultivate this habit by doing it frequently in everything that you do. You understand? It's not just one thing, you see. You do it in every little thing. And pretty soon, you find yourself automatically choosing a higher standard. Okay? So, as of this very second, stop doing things in less than the best way. Ask yourself, am I giving my best? Every little thing, every small insignificant thing, right? Be the best. I want to suggest a few things. I mentioned already some punctuality is one small. I'm not just talking about coming to church. When you say you're going to meet a friend, you know that your friend is going to be late, okay? Because 90% of young people in Singapore come late. I don't know why, but something is wrong with their watch. We need to put young people time zone, which is like usually half an hour or 15 minutes. But you're not being early for them. You're early for your own excellence. You understand what I'm trying to say? You're not doing this for the circumstances. You're not doing it because people are looking at you. You're doing this because you are an excellent person. You know, we think about your giving. Every time we give, give the minimum, right? Give your best. Your time, your money, your resources. Give your best that you think God deserves. You know, when we worship, I say already, you know, God is not a beggar. He doesn't want you to just sing a few songs. No. God wants you to worship with your best. You know, we're going to kind of come to the end. This is not really the end, but you know, usually the end song, everyone's sort of like, okay, you know, they're semi-zoned out already, right? I want to suggest to you that anytime you worship, if you want to worship, then give your best. Open your mouth. Sing it out. No matter how short or how, it might be the last verse of the day that you sing. Give your very best. In every sphere of your life, can you think of it? There's no area that's too unimportant or too lowly to excel in. When Joseph was a slave, he became the best slave and was put in charge of the household. When he was a jailbird, he became the best jailbird there was and was put in charge of the whole jail. And because of this, God raised him up and put him in the highest place in Egypt. That can be you. In fact, I'm praying that that will be you. Every single one of you, and collectively, we're going to be not just an ordinary youth group, but an awesome youth group. Amen? Amen? Would you close your eyes? I don't know how many of you here are really serious about this. You saw that movie. That is a parable of your life. My question to you is this. Do you want to give your very best? You know, the last question when the coach asked Brock and says, are you willing? God has given you a gift of leadership. Don't waste it. God has given all of you a gift of life to be something amazing. Don't waste it. So with eyes closed, heads bowed, if you say, God, I want to give my very best, okay? Not because of somebody around you or whatever. You put up your hand, okay? You say, God, I want to give my very best. My very best. My very best. If that's you, say, I'm going to change my attitude. I want to aim higher. I'm going to change my threshold. I want to give my very best. And you're going to put up your hand. Put all the way up. Okay? If you're putting up your hand, you're giving God something, give your very best. Lord, you see all these hands. Lord, these hands are the hands that are saying that they want to give you not just what they have, but their very best. They're giving you their all. They want to exceed their circumstances. They want to exceed their own circumstances and their own lives, their own limitations. Father, I pray you pour your Holy Spirit upon them, God. And just like Daniel, you cause them to enter into your destiny. And when they do, they will cause the whole world to turn their heads and say, wow, I want some of that. Lord, will you use these young people? You raise them up, to elevate them, and use them to elevate others. In the name of Jesus, we ask and we pray. Amen, amen. Will you stand up with me? We'll sing this song, and then I'll hand the time back over to Samuel. I'm exactly on time, so it's good.
Amen. Just believe that as we touch the Lord, touching heaven, we can change the earth. Amen. Come on, excellent people of God. Put a smile on your face. We will seek your face, Almighty.